And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is 9:49. Talking Pottawatomie County government here today. We've got Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese joining us here in studio here for the hour. And we're going to wrap up our conversation on the dark store theory here. So obviously this is a tough predicament because you want to encourage people to go shopping at these places. You get the sales tax dollars here, but at the same point, these retailers have found a loophole and are working it to their advantage here. So ultimately, Dee, I know you can't predict the future here, but what do you think will ultimately happen here? Because you said that they are swamped with all kinds of work here on that tax committee.
Boy, if I could answer that, I'd probably be – my husband would respect my judgment. It is obvious to me that the holdup – the delay with the Board of Tax Appeals taking on everything, as I said earlier, or maybe I didn't, used to every county did all of the initial appeals and gave a chance to respond to the local people, and then it went on to the state. Now they've taken away the local Board of Tax Appeals, and maybe it's easier for commissioners not to be that, but we were, back in the days, trained to be appraisers and knew how that basically went. And that backlog is what's most challenging. If the state doesn't look at it, or they just make a unilateral decision based on one or two stores in Kansas City or something like that, it could be I can't see how they can do that without doing one at a time. But the timeline is difficult because, as I said, they're going to be able to get back pay for any adjustment that might be made. And there's nobody holding a reserve at local government for back pay of those kinds of decisions, as well as there would be a plus interest for the delay of the money they didn't have over that time. And that part of the law could be looked at. I don't know if anybody up there has it on their radar like local government does.
Yeah. And this isn't just unique here. This is happening in Kansas City. It's happening in Wichita.
It's all across the state of Kansas. Yeah. And the big companies that have these big box stores have attorneys that are on percentage payment. So that if they get a reduction, they get a percentage of whatever the reduction is that they get, and that makes them very eager to persist. And it's a little bit like ambulance chasing to me.
All right. Well, continue to watch that and hopefully report some good news on that at some point. Moving on here, talking a little bit, you were at a meeting this morning, Dee, on economic development. Is that right?
Yes. Pottawatomie County Economic Development was having their annual board and members' breakfast and recognition for the growth and the things that are going on. And in Pottawatomie County, they have been very successful at doing the work-ready program through ACT, and that has been recognized by the state and is now given to every county, paid for by the state, seeing that if you can show that students have certain talents or skills, an employer can evaluate their own people and see what kind of strengths they already have on staff, and then match new people coming in with that skill and saying you're very likely to succeed in this job if you have so many points here or points there. In our county, we have a great number, I can't give the number, of platinum students who have gone through the high schools, and all of them take that test, and so they are work ready. We recognize the growth of businesses, of all the investments that our economic development people are. There are no investments that are behind in payment or repayment to the county. We have a new tile company coming in St. Mary's, an expansion of cabinet company. We have property ready to go with infrastructure and so on for developments that may come forward, as well as for Business Park right along Excel Road, Green Valley Road. And that's one of the things that in a region that says it's going to reimagine the growth out doesn't have to be just in the city of Manhattan to be valuable to the citizens of the area. So it was a really good meeting, well attended. I think there were only six name tags that weren't picked up, and those people probably were actually working to make more money. But we have over in Pottawatomie County joined and aligned with KBED, the development at K-State, trying to understand what NBAF will bring in and how we can, in our rural areas, perhaps take care of animals, do things that do research. We have several companies that are already doing research in the I guess, agrobionics. Hey, the words are bigger than my brain. But at any rate, the county is ready to serve and ready to develop in collaboration with the needs of the region. And the people that are on that committee are all investors or bankers or actual builders, people that can make things happen. And so it's kind of exciting to be over there and see that piece.
Awesome. Well, yeah, and obviously economic development is a big part of that, the whole conversation here. So it'll be interesting to see how things continue there. So this is their annual meeting, you said?
Yep, the annual board report meeting, and I have annual report here for 2018. And one of the things about this whole region is we have a lot of people employed, and what makes us looking about how do we bring people in to serve all these opportunities. Caterpillar expanded in the past years, brought their plant in Texas to Wamego. There's conversation about bringing a second one. There's going to be an industrial truck bypass out around Caterpillar on Valley Street.
Yeah, Balderson Boulevard.
Balderson Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And that was something that was collaborated with, and the state has agreed to bring that into effect now that they're putting a little bit of money back into the highways. It was promised earlier, and then all that money was redirected, absconded for other events. But that was a big piece of the discussion. It is important that all of us react to the opportunities, but try to find ways to do it without putting it on to the taxpayers, but through investments like economic development can provide some support from government, of course, infrastructure.
All right. I want to ask you real quick here about Pawnee Mental Health. I think they've started their construction on their new facility there. That's part of Pottawatomie County, is it not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How exciting is that for this project to get off the ground here?
It's unfortunate that the state has not fixed the state hospitals. Mm. I'm going to just preface this by the pressures on the local government to try to handle what we can, and it's been a very expensive challenge to the police departments and the local hospitals to try and take care of people who have severe mental illness because it requires doctor's support to take care of it. The facility that they're fixing up on Hayes Drive, mm-hmm. it was one of their offices, and it will be a person willingly goes there to settle down and rehabilitate for a couple days and not necessarily go into jail or get into the court process. Once somebody's has a mental problem and they go into jail, then they have to have all these records with them, and they have to have bail, and they have to suffer through that. It is important. It is also done by a grant right now from the state of Kansas, and they're trying to make certain that it is a continuing grant, but how well it can be sustained is still a question, because the 10 counties that participate in mental health right now were about $500,000 underfunded last year. Am I correct with that?
That's correct.
And so adding employees and adding that depth requires some collaboration in the region. And some of that collaboration may be with schools contracting to mental health for services that have mental issues. Because, and I've been a director of special ed, the kids who get in trouble need it at nights, weekends, and summers when the school district personnel are not necessarily available. And then we end up paying both through the courts, and we still finance the schools. And so that conversation should be much richer and figure out ways that we can sustain what they're doing for any age person that just needs to have respite and a chance to settle down so that they can choose to get treatment in a proper way, not self-medicate, not move in the wrong direction. This mental health issue is probably the biggest challenge of local government nationwide right now, to me, one of the most expensive and difficult to answer, because you can't make somebody necessarily go to the correct treatment, and the medical programs don't support it very much.
All right. Well, appreciate your input on that. It's going to be obviously a great addition here to the community, having that center. Want to thank you guys for being here today and joining us for the whole hour. We got some good conversation here. I thought we had some good phone calls here today. So once again, appreciate it, and good luck moving forward on all your stuff you're doing over there.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Again,
the opportunity.
And Dee McKee, Robert Reese, joining us here from Pottawatomie County. And that'll do it here for In Focus here on this Tuesday morning.
All right. All right, Brandon, thank you much. Appreciate you guys coming in today, getting us up to date on a lot of things. Ooh, that's a bunch. Tomorrow, we'll have guests from Riley County Schools, both Brady Burton and Cliff Williams of Blue Valley Randolph and Riley County Districts will be in on the first half of the show, and then we'll talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week. Lori Harrison with Riley County Emergency Management will be here. We'll also have folks from K-State and Fort Riley to talk about Severe Weather Awareness. Clark Howard returns next hour, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Dan Patrick and the game this afternoon. Should be some lively discussion. It's 10 o'clock at KMAN.